Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1002. Should you get a car loan to improve your credit score? Heck no! By Paula Pant of affordanything.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance in audio form every single day, including weekends and holidays. And if you haven't checked it out, we have another show that narrates blogs for you every single day of the week as well. It covers personal development and minimalism, and you can check out Optimal Living Daily to hear that, because the subject matter ties in closely with this show. For now, let's get right to our post for this Saturday as we start optimizing your life. Should you get a car loan to improve your credit score? Heck no! By Paula Pant of affordanything.com. One reader asks, quote, I'm young, 23, and my fiancé and I are looking at getting her a used car to replace her old clunker. We're looking in the $6,000 to $10,000 range and easily have the cash to pay for the car. This is separate from our emergency fund. We both have 401ks, etc. I'm a fan of the pay cash option. I'm a big hater on debt. Neither of us have college debt. She has heard that to build credit history for a mortgage in the future, we should take out a car loan. We've both had credit cards, never missed payments, but neither of us have ever had a loan in our name. Thoughts? Spencer. End quote. Dear Spencer, you've never had a loan in your name? Wrong. Your credit card is a loan, so to speak. It's an open line of credit. It's one that you've used responsibly for years, and it forms the backbone of your credit history. By focusing on your credit card alone, you can build excellent credit. Getting a car loan to improve your credit score is a waste of time and money. In this article, I'm going to explain the five factors that comprise your credit score and show you how 90% of your score is comprised of factors that don't rely on an auto loan. By the way, I've never had a car loan, and my FICO credit score is 841. Why is this important? Because my 841 credit score allows me to qualify for the best loans on the market. How is this possible? How did I create this credit score without a car loan? Well, I understand the factors that build credit, which I'll list in a moment. And I focus on improving those factors based only on responsible credit card use. I pay the balance in full, and I've spent $0 in credit card interest over my lifetime. So keep listening for details about how you can create an 800-plus credit score. Why a car loan to improve your credit score is a waste of money. Your credit score is based on five factors. Number one, payment history. Do you make on-time payments? Have you ever been late in making a payment? If so, how late? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? This is the single most critical factor. It counts for 35% of your total credit score. Number two, utilization ratio. How large is your outstanding balance relative to your total credit limit? Outstanding balance is how much you owe. Total credit limit is the maximum you're allowed to borrow. Ideally, you should use 20% or less of your total credit limit. In other words, if you have a $1,000 credit limit, you should borrow no more than $200 per month. Here's the kicker. This rule applies even if you pay the balance in full each month. If you have a $1,000 credit limit and you rack up a $700 balance, you'll be seen as someone who uses 70% of their total credit limit, even if you pay in full at the end of the month. Best practices? Ask for a higher credit limit, charge smaller amounts, or, my personal favorite, pay off your cards weekly instead of monthly. Your utilization ratio counts for 30% of your total score. Number three, length of credit history. How old are your accounts? The older the better, which is why you shouldn't close old credit cards, even if you're not using them. Getting a new credit account, for instance, getting a car loan, could hurt your score by reducing the average age of your accounts. Best practices? Keep your oldest accounts alive. If you don't use that credit card anymore, maybe you get better rewards from a different card, keep the account active by making a small monthly purchase, like your Netflix subscription, on that old credit card. Automatically pay the bill so you'll never miss a payment. This constitutes 15% of your credit score. Number 4, new credit. No one likes a desperate fellow. The more you apply for credit, especially in a short amount of time, the more your score drops. Credit agencies interpret this as a sign that you're desperate for funds. Why else would you be asking for credit? And, like in dating, desperation is a turnoff. Applying for a car loan can hurt you if you're getting a mortgage soon. Best practices? Avoid applying for credit, car loans, credit cards, etc., within 6 to 12 months of applying for a mortgage. This affects 10% of your score. Number 5. Types of credit in use. Okay, here's where we can make the get a car loan argument. There are two types of credit. Installment credit, where you make fixed, regular monthly payments. Those would be car loans, mortgages, and student loans, for example. And revolving credit. There, you have an open line of credit with fluctuating balances and payments. Examples, credit cards. Credit scoring agencies view installment credit more favorably than revolving credit. This is where the getting a car loan improves your credit score myth comes from. But the type of credit you use, installment versus revolving, counts for only 10% of your total credit score. That's not significant enough to justify getting a car loan, especially if you consider that your credit score will suffer when you apply for a new line of credit and reduce your average account age. The other four factors that I've just listed constitute 90% of your credit score. Focus on those. The bottom line. A car loan will do more harm than good, especially if you already have good credit. The best way to build credit is to maintain one or two credit cards. The older, the better. Pay your credit cards in full every month or every week, as I do. Never, ever, ever be late on a payment, like ever. Easiest way to do this? Automatic payments. And keep your utilization ratio under 20%. Easiest way to do this? Pay in full weekly. You just listened to the post titled, Should You Get a Car Loan to Improve Your Credit Score? Heck No! By Paula Pant of AffordAnything.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's going to do it for today and for another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you are having a great weekend, and I'm going to see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show. That's where your optimal life awaits.